summer through the... The only thing more fleeting than summer is childhood. Give a New York City child the joy of summer through the Fresh Air Fund. Become a host or volunteer. Call Lisa Teichner at 978-887-0785 and at 800-367-0003.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is... WNBC. This is key. Come on.
WNBC.
No, no. Gotta be more like this. Listen up. WNBC. You hear that kind of lift? The NBC.
WNBC. WNBC. WNBC.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Can do about it. You know I- The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh,
oh my God, what is that? Oh my God, what is that?
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh, I want it, oh, I want it for my own. I've got to know, it is this place that I have found. What is this?
Oh my God, what is that?
All right, here we go. All covers today. It's a pretty common theme for a radio show, but we haven't done a What Is This cover show yet. Always fun to play some tunes. In the
Hi there, Chris Earle.
The Supremes here. I'm here with Derek Gary. How's things?
You know, it's spring.
It is spring.
It's a glorious spring day outside, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's lovely.
It was warmer the other day. It's like, and then all of a sudden, spring reminded us that it's still around.
Yeah. The New England spring is cold and damp.
Yeah.
It's not, other parts of the country, it may be all sunshine and flowers and loveliness. And like the flowers are coming out, but it's cold and damp.
I was reading a statistics report the other day asking about whether or not April showers do indeed bring May flowers. And it is in fact true.
Wow.
According to statistics.
This is good to know.
We have some flowers to look forward to. I have some daffodils blooming, yeah. And I have some little bluebells and a couple of other things I can't identify. I know it's not poison oak, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. You don't want that outside.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but there has been an explosion of ants in my
really?
Backyard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. They're not in the house, though, right?
They're not in the house, but all weekend long.
I found one in the house. That was one that's looking.
There were these massive swarms of ants, like hundreds of them all swarming around.
As long as they're outside,
well,
you never know. They start going in there, you're in trouble.
I got the ant killer, so hopefully they're not going to be out there much longer either.
But I have some odd things that look like yellow jackets, and they're creating holes. And I looked up like sand wasp or sand bee or something
good.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not sure what these are. They didn't try to bite me. They didn't try to sting me when I was walking all through them. There were like hundreds of them. I'm like, what are these things? I've never even seen them before. But they're creating, like, they look like anthills, but you can see the actual holes. So obviously there's something a little bit bigger than ants.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they look like black and white yellow jackets. And I'm like, maybe this is the beginning of the yellow jackets. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm calling the orchid man if I see that in the backyard.
Yeah. This is the front yard. This is by a big tree.
Yeah. I'm calling the orchid man if I see that.
Yeah. I haven't seen them buzzing around lately, but it was just for a few days, and then nothing.
Yellow jackets nest in the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
These are like black
and white jackets.
This is from someone who stepped on them numerous times. Oh, I think I know the things you're talking about. They look like bees.
Yeah.
They're smaller than bees.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know if those will create misery for you or not.
I don't know. They're close to the ground. They don't seem to be going up in the air.
It's probably still worth pumping a lot of chemicals on top of them.
Yeah, that's
true.
To
make them go away.
That's true. In the background is the Harry Roche constellation with Pinball Wizard. in the background.
This is how we deal with nature as suburbanites.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, are there bugs over there? Put chemicals on that. They'll go away. Yeah.
Do you remember the DDT? Remember the summer nights when we used to have the bug truck come by and everybody would have to close the windows and come inside?
Who closed the windows? We used to run through this stuff.
Well, the kids that are outside used to run right through it. But yeah. Sometimes, you know, you would see it and there would be this misty haze in the middle of the night, in a summer night. And it would always be like, you know, 9, 10 o'clock because it was dark out. And they would start spraying for mosquitoes.
That was mosquito control.
That's what they told us, at least.
We used to ride our bikes next to the truck and, you know, get sprayed with the stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now my generation is dying young of colon cancer, which may be related. Who knows?
Never know. I don't know. My colon's seen better days, but hopefully it's going to stay in there until the end.
Yikes.
We'll see. I think your colon's probably got to, you know, giving yourself a run for its money, too.
Yeah, I think my colon's doing all right.
You got to get it checked out.
I'm not quite at that age yet.
I've been in there twice.
I'm in this weird in-between.
You got to get it checked out.
Yeah. I'm in this weird in-between. I also don't ever call my doctor, which...
You should.
No, you really shouldn't.
You should. You want me to give you a prostate exam before the end of the show?
Well, yeah, if it's you. I'm down for that.
Yeah, let me just get... I got all the materials in the car.
Great.
Yeah. From COVID, I have everything we need.
We'll put something long on, and we'll go do that.
Yeah. Nice to hear Joyce the Voice back in here again. Nice to hear us back in here again.
It is.
It's been 3 weeks.
It is. We had a little, Joyce had COVID, unfortunately.
Joyce had some COVID. And
she seems to be recovered well.
Yeah, and the station had some kind of power failure.
Yeah, the station had technical COVID, I think, which was everything just decided to die all at once. So if you've been wondering where WMFO was... I think it had something to do with one of the backup power sources was not getting power because it's from the Obama era.
And apparently, just like after 9/11, when the airlines went broke, apparently we need money, so they're doing a donation drive again.
Nice.
I'd read it, but it's not. I don't know where it went. We got to read the donation drive at one point.
Is it on the thing?
It's funny because it's like it's a new donation drive, but the donation PSA here looks like it's from like 1977.
Nice.
Oh, here it is. Let me read one. If you like what you're doing, if you like what we're doing here at WMFO, consider donating. If you like what other people are doing here at WMFO, consider donating.
You don't like what we're doing.
You probably don't like what we're doing.
No.
Most people that listen don't necessarily like us. They just want to see what we have to say every week.
But you don't know what you're going to hear on this show. That's the fun of it. This is what radio used to be.
Yeah. When this is what is this, you weren't expecting the Harry Roche constellation with Pinball Wizard.
Absolutely not.
Nothing. Go to WMFO.org, click on our donations drive tab, see how you can help us keep it freeform. That's it.
I did
my job.
What's that URL again?
It's WMFO.org.
/donations/donate. This looks like a fairly new screwdriver. I think donations paid for this screwdriver.
It probably did. That's a Phillips.
This is a fine Phillips screwdriver. Yeah. It's still pointy. You can always tell the age of a Phillips screwdriver by whether or not it's still pointy.
That is true.
You know, if you pull it out of the toolbox and it's still pointy, it's either new or the person who owns it does not give a hoot about home repair.
Mm-hmm.
One of those two realities.
So we have a few nice covers today, and we have a few bad covers. I'd say that first one, Vanilla Fudge, is a good cover.
That is.
That thing's kick-ass. I mean, you got the Supremes doing the nice Get Out My Life, but you keep me hanging on. And then all of a sudden, a few years later, Vanilla Fudge kind of makes it their own with the other side of it.
Yep.
And it's like threatening almost. it's great. What do you got for us for a cover song? Want to do the cover first, and then I'll put the original on afterwards?
Well, I don't have originals on some of these things.
That's okay. I can try to find them if we can, and we'll talk about it in the background.
Do we want to do something like really, really awesomely cool now, or do we want to do something really awesomely cool later and make people wait around for it?
Well, we did one that was already awesomely cool. Maybe one that's a little off. Maybe a little, what is this? Like they go over on the side of the road and they're like, what is this?
Who doesn't like a girl band covering one of the greatest heavy metal songs of all time?
There we go.
can hardly express my mixed emotions and my thoughtlessness. After all, I'm forever in your debt. And woman, I will try to express my inner feelings and my thankfulness for showing me the meaning of success.
Who knew we'd have an Ozzy tribute today?
When Ozzy Osbourne sings a song, it's his forever.
Yeah. Isn't that a great cover of John Lennon?
That's an excellent cover.
Yeah.
That's an excellent cover.
I came across that and I'm like, this is going to be a hit and miss album for sure. And then upon listening to about seven of the songs, I'm like, this is really good.
Yeah.
He has another one in there. And In My Life by the Beatles. And I think it's better than In My Life by the Beatles. I was never a huge fan of that song, but it is fantastic.
We're going to stop you right because I maintain that no Beatles song has ever been improved by a cover.
Oh, sure. Oh, come on. I've even got one more. No. I've even got one more on the show today. Yeah. I got Baby, It's You later. You know that one?
I'm going to play the one exception to that tonight.
I have a better Beatles song coming up, too.
As a rule, no Beatles song has ever been improved by a cover.
Oh, I don't think so.
That's one of the best ones I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
That really is. That's an excellent. Because he's got the right voice to do it.
And it's a little intimidating, too, like Ozzy.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like. I like that little dark cover that he's doing there.
But they got all the Beatles. I asked you while it was playing if Jeff Lynne was involved in that, because it's got all those Beatles production techniques.
Sure.
Lurking around in the background.
Well, Ringo Starr, the guy that, what did I say that guy's name was? The producer, Mark Hudson. He worked with Ringo Starr. He worked with Eric Clapton. He worked with Aerosmith. So he's very polished.
Yeah.
So yeah, you do get that you get that John Lennon Beatles sound, Jeff Lynne sound to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a very good album.
Yeah,
covered by Ozzy.
If he's worked with Ringo, he knows how to do some of that stuff because Ringo knew how to do all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's good. That's outstanding. That's one of the better things I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, and the Cardigans they did Love Fool in the mid-90s, and they did a cover of Iron Man. We're listening to the original in the background here.
I love that cover.
Great band, yeah. They should have been bigger than they were.
They, you know, the funny thing is, with Swedish bands, like, they
other
always...
Other than ABBA.
They always, no, even ABBA, they always burn out fast.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, ABBA was around for quite a while.
ABBA was only around for about 5 years.
Yeah, but five excellent years.
Because they won Eurovision in 1975. Mm. Arrival came out in 1979, and that was their last album. And then after that, they were writing musicals.
Yeah, they broke up, and then Frida had that big hit.
So it's like, yeah, Phil Collins produced that album,
mm-hmm,
actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something about Swedish people only seem to be able to put up with each other in a band for 5 years, and then they go do something else.
Yeah, they all look like each other, so they get sick of each other, I think.
They all marry each other and then get divorced, and they don't want to do it anymore.
They're all like tall and blonde, and you can only tell the difference between the man and the woman because the men usually have beards.
Yes.
And they're blonde, like beautiful Viking beards.
Oh, yeah, they're Viking warriors.
Yeah.
So,
you ever been to Sweden?
I have not been to Sweden.
Yeah. I like Swiss Miss.
I'm one of them Scandinavian people, so I got to get over there at some point.
I think I am, too, at one point.
See the homeland?
Yeah. I found out I'm Mongolian. Everybody's pretty much Mongolian.
Yeah.
Because they went out and just ransacked the world. Yeah.
I
got a little Swede in me.
Danish. I got a good amount of Danish in me.
Yeah. Raspberry?
No.
Original.
Original Danish.
The original Danish.
Original Danish.
The Danes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good people, the Danes.
Yeah,
they invented Lego.
They keep out of wars. I think
they keep out of wars.
Yeah, and plus they have good interests. And they get They got the good bank accounts over there still, right?
You could make the argument that they're smart enough to let the Finns fight their wars for them.
Sure,
because Finland is usually involved in whatever's going on in the continent,
mm-hmm.
and usually at odds with Russia over something. Denmark just sits there. They're like, we did this 500 years ago. We're not doing it again. Because they owned it, you know, they were it.
Sure.
Like, the Danes were the Vikings.
I think we should bring the Vikings back.
We may be getting to that point. We may need the Vikings.
I just love that Zeppelin song when they come in on the boat.
What's happening in Greenland? I mean, that strikes me as a country that is ripe for invasion.
In Greenland?
Yeah.
I don't know what's been happening there.
Nothing. That's the whole point. Like, who's gonna care if you show up with like 50 longboats and a couple of berserkers and say I'm in charge? They're probably gonna be like, "Can you get the cost of healthcare down? We're with you."
I would love
to just stop pillaging.
I would love to just go out just for an afternoon, like in the Boston Harbor in a Viking boat, you know, and pass that what is that thing in the water called with the teeth? And everybody's going on that fast speed boat, Jaws.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Just come by in your Viking boat and just take it down. You know, they go try and zip and by, and then the Vikings just take it down.
They weren't really so much about high...
Sink that thing.
They weren't so much about high seas piracy, the Vikings.
Yeah.
They were about, you know, we're going to send 100 longboats over and invade.
They love to eat. They love to drink.
Yeah.
I can understand that. Because life, I mean, there's only so much happiness you can get. And a lot of it comes from food and drink.
They loved them some hallucinogens.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, sex and drugs. They love that, too.
The berserkers.
Yeah.
Were, like, the most crazy, like, they
took... A little intense.
They took the craziest guys on the boat, pumped them full of hallucinogens, and then turned them loose on opposing armies.
They were well-dressed, too.
And they were so hopped up on everything, they just didn't care.
Yeah.
They just tore through everything.
We should play Berserker. Remember that from Clerks?
Yeah, it's a great
song. So good.
Berserker.
Yep. Oh, man. I don't know. That makes me look forward to the summer more. Vikings out in the boats.
Getting on a longboat, taking over an island.
Yeah.
There's got to be some island around here we can take over.
Yeah, go take over that Boy Scout island that's off Logan.
No. Leave the Boy Scouts alone.
Well, I'm just saying. They see the Vikings come. They're going to be jumping right in the water.
See
you later.
There's got to be a better island.
They're out there every weekend.
Yeah,
let the Vikings go for a weekend.
No, let the Boy Scouts have their fun. They're okay. They're They're learning how to hunt bears out there.
No, aren't they just called the Scouts now?
I don't know what they're. No, I think they're still the Boy Scouts.
The Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts still exist, or is it just the Scouts?
No, the Girl Scouts are still out there. They still got their billboards up.
Yeah.
They're still selling cookies.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get through the winter without those cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta be nice to the Girl Scouts. You gotta be nice to the Boy Scouts. An Eagle Scout could save your life.
My favorite Scout is the one with Gregory Peck in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Nice.
That's my favorite Scout.
That's a good Scout right there.
So what do you got for us coming up next? We got a cover. Should we keep on the Aussie theme?
Yeah, you want to keep on?
We got something in that's close by. I did mention the Beatles still. I got something as a cover of the Beatles.
I got a Beatles cover and I got an Aussie cover.
Sure.
So,
make a choice.
Tell me which way you want to go.
Well, they've all been excellent so far. Should we go for, is there anything that's like god-awful? Or is it? It's all right. We could keep it cool for everybody right now.
Define god awful. You know,
I don't know.
My taste, like
Mrs. Miller Downtown.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's pretty bad.
I didn't reach for any of those.
Yeah. Yeah. These are good covers. Mostly good covers.
Yeah. These are good covers.
We're being good boys today.
Well, we could clear out the Beatles if you want to.
Sure. I always loved the Beatles. Oh, I meant to mention, Ozzy said the Beatles is his favorite band of all time, and that's why he decided to do one John Lennon and one cover of the Beatles for his covered album. Who would have thought? Ozzy, the King of Darkness.
Yeah.
Beatles fan. You'd figure he'd be more of a Stones fan.
Who isn't a Beatles fan?
Stones.
Well, no, yeah. No. Even the Stones were Beatles fans.
That's true.
Like, Mick Jagger loved the Beatles.
You know what, though? Ask any millennial under 25, and they'll say the Beatles aren't a big deal.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what's wrong with that generation.
They're uneducated.
That's what's wrong with that generation. You need to understand that the Beatles, the only people who really don't like the Beatles are, like, Elvis fans. Like, hard. It's that Quentin Tarantino thing.
I love Elvis, too. I love Elvis. And the thing is you can't have Elvis. You can't have the Beatles without Elvis.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. I love the Beatles more than Elvis, but you can't have the Beatles without Elvis.
But if you really, really love twangy American bluegrass.
Who doesn't?
The Beatles are not going to be your thing.
No.
Because that's as far away from twangy American bluegrass as you're going to get.
Yeah.
And that's what Elvis comes from.
But he's also about 10 years earlier, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get those changes. Changes.
So, as I said earlier, perhaps controversially, in my view, no Beatles song has ever been improved by a cover. The originals are genius.
Not all of them.
All of them.
Not all of
Name
them.
Name a bad Beatles song.
Ugh, Michelle.
What's wrong with Michelle?
Awful.
It's Michelle. It's
My Belle. It's French.
It's a trifle. Okay,
yeah.
we could admit that it's a trifle.
Ugh.
If I was going to look for something bad, I'm probably looking in the vicinity of Run for Your Life.
Oh, I love that song.
Which is John Lennon threatening violence on his girlfriend.
That's fantastic. Are you kidding me?
It's awesome. You know, if we're going to talk about like
I sent that to every ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, questionable Beatles songs.
It's a great song.
That's right up there.
Yep.
This to me is an exception because there was a conductor and composer named R.E.M. Pitch who in the late 1980s, this was recorded in 1988, decided to put together a symphonic presentation of the Beatles.
Sure. Yeah, I know this one. Yep.
And it's all medleys and it's all symphonic interpretations with some of the best classical singers available in German in Europe at the time. I've got a piece of it for you. To the best of my knowledge, you can still find the entire album on the internet somewhere.
Oh, sure.
If you go looking for it.
Yeah.
It's R.E.M. Pitch, P-I-E-T-C-H. If you like any of this, I cannot recommend that you go download this quickly enough. Because this is one of those things that you hear and it like changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to this and you're like, oh my God, like music.
Think so?
Music is good. Yeah, this is brilliant.
All right.
It's brilliant. And there's a brilliant little bit in here because this is the dawn of the CD age.
Maybe I haven't heard it.
There's a brilliant little bit in here where he has the orchestra mimic a skipping CD.
All right.
And for 1988 was mind-blowing.
Wow. All right. So maybe. Here's my life might change right here.
Here's a little R.E.M. Pitch conducting. I believe this is the Munich Philharmonic. We'll get that up on the Spinatron
sure.
So that you know.
To love you is to need you everywhere, knowing that love.
And of course, in the background, the Beatles covering Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry. Yeah. Like those early Beatles records had like half and half. Half Lennon McCartney. And then Carl Perkins for Ringo. And Chuck Berry. Plus they played in the cavern there.
Then George
in
sitting
Germany.
George sitting in the corner saying, "Can I get a song on this one, boys?"
Yeah.
"Can I get a song on this one? Can I get a song?" "No. No, you can't."
They were all doing like the amyl nitrate in the cavern.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Doing the uppers all night.
Yep.
And performing like 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
George was like 15 or 16 years old. They get him over the border. I mean, that's how they got good.
Yeah.
It's like you might think the Beatles weren't together too long. But they got really good because they played live and basically did an open mic for about 6 years.
Yeah. They convinced a schoolboy to run away from home and play guitar for them.
Yeah.
In Germany.
Yeah.
And it's like, where are George's parents while this is going on?
Yeah.
Nobody ever talks about that. Like, what? Who's letting their kid, "Oh, I'm going to go to Germany and play in the clubs. Have a good time, son. Mm-hmm. Have fun storming the castle."
Yeah. Boy, George has been gone 20 years now, I think. I think it was 2001, 2002.
Yeah, too much hard living for that guy.
Yeah, he loved his smokes.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I mean, he was the biggest smoker out of all of them. He always had a smoke in him.
Yeah. He smoked. It wasn't just the tobacco either. He was an advocate for the ganj long before a lot of people were advocates for the ganj.
And the sitar.
Yes. Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Yep.
He brought the sitar into rock and roll. I love those mid-period Revolver, Rubber Soul, those mid-period 60s Beatles albums. They're just awesome. Right before the transition, the Sgt. Pepper and Magical Mystic Tour are fantastic, but I just love those because you don't hear them played as much and you don't hear covers as much from them. And that symphony that you played there is fantastic. Yeah. What a great... It was Here, There, and Everywhere, and...
Helter Skelter,
yeah. And From Me to You.
Yeah.
Yeah, just great.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. The name of the album is Norwegian Wood. It was only released in Germany, I believe, in 1988. Concert happened in 1988.
For No One. That's what it was, For No One, sorry.
And my understanding is that... Well, I know it was a passion project for R.I.M. Pitch, and my understanding was it took him forever to get the clearances to do it, and George Martin intervened and said, "You've got the rights to do it twice. You can do two live performances and record it, and you can only release it on the continent. Can't come out in the UK, can't come out in the United States."
Okay.
And so it had been floating around over in Europe. Like, bootleg copies of it had been floating around in Europe for a long time before it finally turned up on the internet. And believe me when I say, it will blow your mind. Some of it's very, very German in places, but all of it sounds like what you just heard.
Really good.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I adore that album. That's you don't throw albums on that much anymore.
I threw in Smith, Baby, It's You, my favorite version of Baby, It's You, which was really done by the Shirleys, but it is better than the cover by the Beatles in 1963 from Please Please Me, because they covered Baby, It's You, and it's much, much different.
Yeah.
I like that one with the longing and stuff. It's just great, and you can hear that in Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof, revived that one. But that was a great band, too. Smith, they came and went. I got some more great covers today. We haven't played anything really... bad. They've all been really good. I have a feeling we should play just something that's just odd and very strange. I got a couple in here. But you are up. If you got something really odd that might be taken aback by.
When did I say I didn't have like something that was odd?
Like a Golden Throat. They used to call the Golden Throats albums, remember? With the celebrities trying to sing songs.
I don't have anything on that level. However, I do have... wait a second.
I got a lounge version of... what's the... You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling in the background. This is kind of campy. This is definitely cheesy cover, but it's fun. I love a good keyboard. I love that 60s keyboard with that electric sound and just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just that whine that goes on forever.
The, so yeah, when everybody...
That Steve Winwood keyboard.
When everyone had just discovered synthesizers and was like, "Hey, look what you can do with this thing."
Yeah.
You know? So this is very, very different. This is a Flintstones cover.
Oh, all right.
Not the Flintstones theme song, but a song from the Flintstones.
Okay.
By a very, very quiet Australian band.
You're listening to What Is This on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. What is this? That was Dump. It's great, but what a lousy name for the band.
Taking a big dump right here on the air. When you need a dump, you come to WMFO.
Yeah, yeah. So a guy named James McNew, bassist for indie rock band Yo La Tengo, produced that in the 90s, and it was on a cassette. He did like an 8-song cassette, very lo-fi Prince tribute, and then a couple years later, he threw on 5 more, and he tossed it out as a CD. It's one of the rarest Prince things that you can find, and I, of course, have a copy of it.
Of course you do.
I was a huge Prince fan, and when that came out, I got it right at Tower Records for like, you know, $17.98 or whatever it was. I'm like, this looks interesting, and it surprisingly was. It was actually